Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and that question is now on the table. Parents of high school seniors about to go to college, or parents with kids in college, how much do you want to know about their partying? 212-433-WNYC. Parents with kids in college, call up with advice and talk to the parents who are about to send their precious offspring off. What advice would you give them about how much to worry, how much to ask about, and what guidance they should offer their departing college freshmen? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And there are two stories in the news right now you may have heard about that prompted this call-in. Over the weekend, 13 kids landed themselves in the hospital after binge drinking at a B.O.B. concert at Seton Hall at the Spring Fling there. Did that freak you out when you heard that in the news, if you weren't personally involved? Or are you confident that your child is responsible enough to not binge? And then in the separate story that we just mentioned with Jeffrey Salingo, there was that letter from the administrators at Wesleyan to parents warning them about a yearly drinking while biking event, cleverly called the Tour de France. So parents, would you appreciate an email from your kids' college telling you that a somewhat ridiculous drinking tradition is about to happen? What would be your response? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and we'll put your calls on the air right after this. Parents, how much do you want to know about your college kids partying? And what do you do about it when you hear? 212-433-WNYC. Linda in Montclair, you're on the air. Hi, Linda.
Hi. I should tell you, I'm in line at a car wash. I'll be getting out of my car in just a second, and I'll be able to talk.
It's not one of those. Wait a minute. The car wash. Now, I went through a car wash the other day. It was the first time in years I thought I was going to get out of the car. I've gone to this car wash before and got out of the car. And instead, they had me just stay right in. And it was like going through the fun house on Halloween with all the brushes and the...
But they're not as good as this one. They're going to clean the inside of my car.
There's like octopus tentacles coming at me. Anyway, talk about your daughter.
Yes, my daughter is in school at Syracuse University. And by the way, relating to the last, we got a $20,000 grant for her. Even though her grades weren't that good, she had real high SAT scores out of the box, so guess we took a chance on her. And I recommend people try to get their kids into private schools because they have a lot more money to give to the kids for, scholarship or whatever, grant money. But anyway, I'm calling because she's a sophomore, okay? I monitor her. I even set up her account for college so that she could... so that I could read her emails and see what she's doing, because, she sits and figured it out, and she's blocked me by changing her password, and I don't know what her password is, but her first year, she's used to having somebody else take care of a lot of things for her. Like, she doesn't meet deadlines. Their priorities are different.
Did she... party way out of control and way out of proportion to what you think she did in high school?
I'm glad you don't know my last name, but he told me the other day, recently sent me a text that said, I am so drunk and I am so fat, okay? She goes, oops, sent it to the wrong person. She sent me a picture of herself with this guy, with the... I don't even know what it's called, the two fingers up thing, with a look on her face, and, hamming it up for the camera. And then she told me recently that she's got an eating disorder, and now she's seeing, thank God they have a good health system up there. She's seeing a therapist, a counselor, a nutritionist,
right,
all paid for at the school. But she told me the other night she went to the catch-up party they had at the Dome, and she woke up in, they have a graveyard on campus. She woke up in the graveyard and couldn't remember what happened.
So, all right. So now, and so I'm going to move on to some other callers, but are you glad she's telling you all this, or would you rather not know?
No, I want to know. I know it upsets me, but I feel that I need to know and know what's going on with her.
Linda, thank you. Good luck. Get out of your car before it goes through the car wash and close the windows. Margaret in Florham Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Brian.
So, what do you know? What do you want to know?
Well, it's interesting. My son, all college students have to take this drug and alcohol awareness online survey. Every single, it's the same survey for every college. And so my son accidentally left his open. So I got to see all how much he was drinking in high school, which I kind of knew, not as much, but I knew he was drinking, not in my house, but elsewhere. Then we saw that he had taken on a trip with his buddies. He had smoked pot, and we are adamantly opposed to any drug use, and it's a red line in our house. So I went and bought him the book that about the Mexican drug wars that I heard about on your show. And then for my birthday, I'm like, you have to read this. And because for me, it's if you give him information about you're buying pot, but where's that coming from and who are you supporting? Mm-hmm. And look at these people that are suffering in Mexico. And he goes to a very good school and with wealthy kids. And he ended up talking to his professor, who was Mexican, about it, which was pretty cool. And you know, all I can say is I gave you the information. I can't control what he's doing there. I mean, I can threaten mm-hmm. to stop paying for school if his grades plummet. But, you know, I just feel like I want to know because I want to give them information. And they are mm-hmm. still children, and they need to be watched.
Margaret, thank you very much. On the other hand, we have Allison from Park Slope, who posted on our comments page, I have a stepdaughter going to college. I know what I did in college, and I want to know nothing. She can tell me stuff if she needs help, but other than that, want to know nothing at all, writes Allison from Park Slope. Anybody else like that, or more like our first two callers? George in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, George.
Good morning.
What's your relationship to this issue?
Hi, well, I'm a Dartmouth graduate, and my son is heading to Dartmouth as a freshman in the fall, and we've had a lot of discussion about this very issue, I'd say the entirety of his senior year, but obviously a little bit more substantively since he decided to go about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh, and?
Well, Dartmouth has been, blasted in the Rolling Stone article about a year ago, and so the whole binge drinking thing has been on a lot of people's minds. I say that we've really addressed it by being pretty well in touch with his kind of social life in high school, and he either on his own or through friends and going to some parties has seen some of what can go wrong, whether it's pot or drinking, kids going unconscious and this sort of thing. So we've in part because of that and that we've followed up those experiences with open discussion. I feel like he's going to school with a little bit better consciousness about it than I did. And I've been fairly open about sharing some of my own experiences at Dartmouth. Mm-hmm. And, I think that's been helpful.
So better to tell him that you did whatever you did than to make it look like you were completely on the straight and narrow.
Absolutely. I mean, I went so far 2 years ago to walk him into the basement of my fraternity on a Saturday morning after a party, and he was horrified.
Yeah, the smell, the smell, right, and the crushed ping pong balls.
Well, and we've taken a sort of, I'd call it a little bit of a European attitude about it, too. Parents are both European. And, I'd say since his bar mitzvah 3 or 4 years ago, we don't hesitate to share a glass of wine at dinner and things like that. And
I don't want to hear that.
This sort of thing. But, we've been fairly open about it.
George, thank you for your call. Good luck to your son. We'll skip that last part about drinking with his 14-year-old. But William from Manhattan writes, weekly Skyping works for us. Granted, our son, a junior at a university in the Midwest not particularly known for partying, has always been level-headed, more so than me, I would say. It does help for all of us to get to see and talk to each other for a half hour or so, writes that dad. Pat in Montville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Pat.
Hi, I love the show.
Thank you.
I kind of have a little bit of an opposite problem. and I really trust my son. I don't monitor him. I feel he's very level-headed, lots of common sense, and reliable, good student, etc. But he's adamant about not drinking. And my husband and I were drinkers, but, you know, social drinkers. And we often tell him that this is something that's kind of like makes you like everybody else. So for him, not drinking has been his obstacle. And it's been, he even transferred, which he transferred to one university to another. So coming in as a transfer, he sort of was like, well, you know, everybody's still drinking here. And
you know, some schools, I know that Dartmouth, where the last caller was from or his kid is going to, they have a substance-free dorm. And
oh, okay.
I assume that if they do, many other colleges do. So maybe
and
that's an option.
They may. I'm not really aware if they have that where he is. And I'll tell you the truth. He's been with us when he had his driver's license first got it. He was our DD. So just so that we didn't have to worry about that at all. He has seen.
Wait, RDD? Sorry, that's not ADD. What's RDD?
No, he was my husband and I's, because, you know, we travel with him, and he, you know, if we're going to drink in a bar, better to have somebody who's straight driving than you.
The designated driver, I gotcha.
Exactly. So he's been around that situation. It's not that he abhors it. I mean, we do all of our own landscaping here, and there's a lot of it. At the end of a hot day, my husband has said to him, come on, have a beer. And he's like, no, thank you. Don't want it. Don't like it.
Yeah.
So
sometimes you rebel.
I'm happy that he's that way. It's been an inhibitor.
Pat, thank you for your call. I don't know. Sometimes we rebel against whatever it is we grew up around, even if it's the opposite of what most people rebel against. Philip writes on our Facebook page, why would I, as a parent, pretend that drinking or drug experiment would not happen in my child's college experience when it happened in mine? I know it is better when you parent in the realm of reality rather than the land of make-believe. My child got drunk for the first time at home when I could help him. When he went off to college and the parties began, my son wandered off to get mixers while his classmates drank booze straight up. At the next round of parties, my son was the expert, and his classmates asked for mixers as well. So, a smattering of ways that parents deal with this ever-daunting question of what do you do about the partying when it's excessive, and what do you want to know and not know. So thanks for all your calls. You can keep the conversation going at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show or on our Facebook page or Twitter feed at Brian Lehrer. Thanks for all your input.